Welcome, dumbheads, to Mega Dumbcast's Summer Superhero Countdown. Last season on MDC, I read every goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited RPG, identifying the dumbest thing on each page. Now, to finish the job and lead into the next full season of MDC, I will be rating the additional categories of superhero found in Heroes Unlimited supplements. I'll be discussing one power category per day until the first day of summer in ascending order of dumbness. Now, let's get to the countdown with today's category. Today we're discussing the third dumbest of the non-core power categories for Heroes Unlimited. We've reached the top three. I think this is like the dividing line to the ones I really have a problem with. Things are maybe going to get a little bit rough from here on out. Up to now, we've been talking about a lot of classes that weren't good at doing their job. Like the Natural Genius we talked about last time, a power category that definitely needs to exist, and this didn't quite scratch the itch, had a lot of serious problems. Now we're really moving beyond the itch. We're moving beyond the questions that needed to be answered, however poorly. And on to some answers to questions nobody was asking. And the first of them appears on page 16 of Powers Unlimited. It is the superpower category, inadvisably named, the eugenic hero. So first things first, there's this thing called eugenics. Let me go on record as saying I'm not a fan of it. The way eugenics works is you control human breeding in order to breed better people, right? Nothing could go wrong with this plan. For example, if you look at the film Dr. Strangelove, the hero of that movie, Dr. Strangelove, suggests very much this sort of plan. But for whatever reason, in the real world, people are uncomfortable with the idea of trying to control human reproduction to sort of weed out undesirable types of people and replace them with a sort of evolutionarily superior, sort of master race, if you will. Because number one, this would entail controlling human reproduction on a massive scale. Number two, it involves judging that some people are less fit than others and should therefore be slowly wiped out of the gene pool. And number three, it doesn't work. And number four, if it did work, we wouldn't want anyone doing it. And this list doesn't end. Did you think this list, there's no end to the reasons that people hate eugenics. I hate the name of this class for all those reasons, plus one more. You'll see why in a moment. Let me read you the beginning of the class. Quote, "Eugenics is genetic engineering, cloning, and gene splicing used to augment and change the human body." Did you catch the problem there? That isn't eugenics. So not only did Palladium use a very dodgy word for an extremely dodgy concept as the title of this class, but it isn't even what this class does. This isn't eugenics. This is a different kind of genetic engineering. This is like putting squid DNA in somebody so they can shoot ink. But anyway, right off the bat, dumbest thing. Already, I know it's not a deep point, but I just have to say, calling one of the superhero categories in your game the eugenics hero is so dumb, I'm at a loss for like how this could have been allowed to happen. It's hard to think of a parallel case. Like, I think once in pro wrestling, if I'm not mistaken, there was a wrestler called the Final Solution before people realized that was a problem. This is that dumb. And when you're as dumb as pro wrestling, you're fucking dumb. Anyway, so we're moving on now. We've identified the dumbest thing. The rest of this, you know, this is bonus content. And goddamn, is it a lot of bonus content. Once again, we've got a monster of a power category. This thing is like 21 pages long. And the author really takes their time kind of lounging around, just tossing off different aspects of like, oh, why did I make this power category? Well, let me tell you about it. The thing is, it's like a bionics character, how you would build a bionics character with some bionic arms, some bionic legs, etc. But instead of bionics, it's flesh and blood, and you can make the character from different parts of different people, or you could like splice in some animal DNA, to at which point the reader would object, isn't this a lot like the experiment character who undergoes any kind of scientific experiment and therefore gets superpowers? And the author's like, well, actually, you can also create a super being from scratch, just from an embryo with this power category. That's different from an experiment. There's no real development of this idea, by the way. That's the only like legitimately brand new thing I'd say that's in this category that makes it so the eugenics hero couldn't just be an experiment, is that the character could literally have been like created in a test tube, just grown with the powers rather than being a person who was experimented upon. But that's never developed. The most it says later is that like for education, some character backgrounds may prescribe an educational level. So just by GM fiat, you might say, well, you were made in a lab by such and such an organization, therefore you would have, you know, 2 years of college or whatever. Or if you ran away from the project when you were still young, you might have like street schooled. Just the same thing you'd do with a normal player character if they had a background that made it so you, it wouldn't be realistic to roll for like how many years of college they have. So there's no real development of this idea. Really, this is just like the experiment character in concept. It's the execution that is very different. And the execution is also what takes 21 goddamn pages. Because here's what you do with this character. You roll your attributes normally. your hit points and SDC, you handle it normally. Next, though, instead of rolling for superpowers or selecting superpowers, you roll for a budget. This is the budget of the eugenics project, the quote-unquote eugenics project. Then, with that money, you buy all of your, like, various special parts and special powers with money, as though you were a robot or bionics character. I may seem somewhat hypocritical in that I conceptually like the bionics character. I actually like the robotics power category. Even though it has fatal flaws, I'm glad the section exists and it appeals to me. On a basic level, I don't like doing this for superpowers. And here's the reason why. Both bionics and robotics offer this whole section full of stuff that's very different from anything else in the game. And so you get to go on this fun little shopping spree to go pick out all this cool stuff. You get to pick out, you know, your missile launchers. You get to pick out, like, if I'm a vehicle robot, what kind of vehicle am I? Am I a car? Am I a truck? Am I a humanoid robot that walks? Am I a dolphin robot that swims? These are decisions nobody else is making. And it all kind of has to fit together. It all has this logic, right? You've got a power supply for the robot. You've got a fuel supply for the robot. You've got X amount of space on your robot, depending on its size. You've got an artificial intelligence that determines what skills it has to use the armaments that you buy for it. All this stuff has to kind of fit together. And so it feels cohesive. What this is just a bunch of bullshit. It's everything that the author could think of in the world, apparently, on the page with prices listed, and you just buy whatever you want. And it's very difficult to talk about, and it's very boring. Cloned replacement parts. Hey, you could modify your internal organs. Do you want a modified appendix that filters poisons better? That's $400,000. Or you can buy psionic powers a la carte by modifying your brain. These are the same psionic powers that you get from the psionic section. This isn't like if you're a mutant who is born with differences in your body that give you psionic powers, and therefore you pick a list of psionic powers for your character, and that's how your brain is different. This is like if you're an embryo from a lab that was born different with a brain that's different, and that brain gives you psionic powers, and then you pick out psionic powers from a list. It's the same thing, but with a dollar value attached, and that makes it a separate power category. But not just psionics are available. Everything is available. There's no boundary here at all. You can have both psionics and this fucking stupid bone strengthener that adds extra calcium to your body so that people have to do 70 points of damage to break your bones. Are there really rules for bone breaking? Not typically, like not core Heroes Unlimited rules, but whatever, just in case somebody should ever try to break your bones. Pay $90,000 and your bones have so much fucking calcium, if a train hits you, it just flips right up in the air and flies off into the distance, treating your mangled body like a ramp. So much calcium. Hey, you could digest more effectively. That would be fun. What if you wanted to pay $250,000 to have a modification to your pituitary gland that makes you 1 to 2 feet taller and increases your weight by 5d6%? That would give you an extra 7 STC. This goes on for like 21 pages. A lot of this is copied and pasted, either from the core book or from the Aliens Unlimited Galaxy Guide, which is another place you can get genetic engineering shit. There's just so much material here that is just straight up copied and pasted from the book for which it is a supplement, the Heroes Unlimited core book. And when it's not copied and pasted, it's a reference, like all the brain modifications that give you psionic powers, or like here, adhesion, chimera. Chimera is the name for when you're a eugenics hero who has animal DNA. But anyway, yeah, so adhesion, chimera, an ability genetically pirated from the animal kingdom. It is the equivalent of the adhesion minor super ability, cost $1.5 million. So what you're trying to say is, I can pay $1.5 million from this arbitrary budget to buy a superpower called adhesion. That's what you're trying to tell me. Or on the next page, bioregeneration, healing factor. The equivalent of the healing factor minor power on page 233 of Heroes Unlimited 2, excluding the PE attribute bonus that normally comes with that ability. Cost $1.2 million. So what you're trying to tell me is for $1.2 million, I can buy a minor super ability minus the PE bonus. I feel like what you're getting at here is, instead of purchasing 5 minor super abilities, I'm going to give you, let's say, $7.5 million, and you can buy minor super abilities at a rate of $1.5 million apiece. That is the same thing. That's the very same thing. Except this is all totally mix and match. This is destroying those weird, quirky boundaries between power categories that we love so much about Heroes Unlimited, right? Mutants are different from experiments. Aliens are different from both. Some characters get psionics. Some characters get super abilities. Some characters get super abilities and psionics. This just flattens all that. Everything just has a price. You get a budget. You buy what you want. And as a result, because that's all it's doing, many of the pages are like page 23 here is the one I happen to be on. I highlighted everything in this page that is a straight up copy and paste from the core book. It's over half the page. You're buying a 94-page supplement for a book you already own, and pages of it are mostly copied and pasted from the fucking book it's a supplement for. And these aren't just superpowers, right? On this page, digging and tunneling, that's a mutant super ability. Double-jointed, that's like a side effect of being an experiment, I believe, or a mutant. It's from one of those tables of like weird additional things you can do. This is a scenario where basically you're handing the player characters the core book, and you're just saying, just open this to any page you want. If you see something that looks cool you want for your character, just pitch it to me, and I'll just give you a dollar value that you just got to pay to have it. And there's really not any additional value here except the pricing, which you know is all fucked up because it's a Palladium game. So if naming a power category after eugenics were not the dumbest thing, maybe the dumbest thing would be that this is 21 goddamn pages of largely copied and pasted content that amounts to putting an arbitrary price value on everything for every character type and just selling people whatever they want. But if that weren't the dumbest thing, then I think it would be the few original contributions to the game that are in this section. Some of those are really dumb, and I guess the dumbest of them, you can buy the casting gun. Quote, on the Chimera's shoulder is what looks like a gun made of flesh and bone, which is exactly what it is. This casting gun uses human waste that is condensed and has all the water removed from it, like an owl's castings. These pellets are redirected to the casting gun. The gun then uses a combination of natural chemicals to produce an explosive force that propels the castings at bullet speed toward the target. The Chimera only has enough castings to fire a number of shots equal to the character's PE attribute times 2. When the payload is used up, the character must wait for his next meal to digest and create new ammunition pellets. And these do 4d6 damage, which is as much as a bullet. This costs $700,000. So here's the thing. A gun that does 4d6 damage, it's just a single shot. I guess you could characterize this as semi-auto. But basically, I got a gun made out of bones and skin over my shoulder that shoots poo. This is not even really like a good handgun. It's like a bad handgun that I have to carry and aim with my shoulder. And it's got, you know, maybe 20 to 40 rounds in there, which is great, but you can't reload it right away. You can't really reload it at all. Once you use all the rounds, you have to wait until you eat again, and then you have to wait to digest. And it costs $700,000. And you can't take it off, so you're pretty conspicuous everywhere you go. And there's a practical problem here, because this is what happens to your poo, which it might at first seem like that's an advantage, right? I mean, speaking for myself, I don't do anything useful with my poop. So here, this is something good I can do with my poo. I can find bad people and shoot them in the face with it. In a tactical, I mean, I guess I could do that now, but there's like a whole, I'd have to do a whole thing, right? I'd have to tie them up first or whatever. This is a weaponized way to hit people in the face with poop for justice. But what if no justice needs doing during a given couple of days? You know, it's been 2 days and nobody's threatened the earth. I haven't really run into any like street crime. The streets tend to clear out and tend to be pretty quiet when I walk by. Since I've got a giant bone and flesh tube over my shoulder that I can't hide, I look like a fucking weirdo, and I have like owl DNA in me. I'm a weird looking dude. I don't like run across a lot of muggings. If I'm in the neighborhood, muggers and muggies alike tend to just casually stroll elsewhere. So it's hard for me to find street crime, and I'm starting to get backed up. I guess I have to fire my castings off into the air, right, to keep from backing up, because every time I eat, it wants to reload the casting gun. So I guess I just have to fire off into the sky. And as we know from cultures where people like to fire guns off into the air, bullets don't just vanish when you shoot them into the sky. They then go and fall places. So if you live in the same neighborhood with this fucking Image Comics character gone wrong, if you live in the same neighborhood with a fucking shitstorm, then every once in a while, a big heavy chunk of desiccated poo just falls on your car because he got backed up. There was not enough crime this week and he had to just shoot into the air. I don't see a way to not do this. There's no indication here that you can just like unload. There's no indication that you could just like open a chamber on your back and all your little castings just fall out. If you could do that, then I would think what you might do is maybe load something else in there, because your body obviously somehow is producing gunpowder level propellant. Why shoot poop? Why shoot poop? Because it's in your nature to do it. That's why. Because of eugenics. In an effort, misguided however it might be, to create the next level of human evolution, some scientist mixed human DNA with gun DNA with owl DNA to produce Shitstorm, grew him right up out of the test tube. He looks all fucked up. He's got a skin cannon on his shoulder. He has instincts unlike any human being who's ever walked the earth. He has a fucked up look and he has a fucked up nature. He can shoot poo and he must shoot poo. And he must pay $700,000 for the privilege. What is this? This goes on for 21 pages and it's just copied and pasted content, references to the core rulebook, and then occasionally a fucking poop gun. What are we doing? This is eugenics? First of all, it isn't. Secondly, thank God it isn't. Thirdly, why? I don't know. I hate this. Can you tell how long I've been podcasting at this point? I hate this power category. The name is awful. The concept is awful. This is the epitome of what's wrong with these non-core power categories, which is it takes up so much space. 21 pages is obscene. It's ludicrous for something that is almost entirely a retread of things we already have. And for what? To serve the concept of a superhero who has special powers because a procedure was done to them? That's one of the core categories. It's like one of the maybe three most popular and important core categories, the experiment. We already have all of this, except for the conditions of eugenic modification table, which range from 1 to 10%. Healthy volunteer, destitute or fantastically motivated toward eugenic / genetic research, deemed psychologically suitable. Hey, congratulations, you're just a healthy person who was so poor that you decided to go in and get implanted with corpse feet, a scorpion tail, and a fucking poop gun so you could afford to feed your kids. Congratulations, have 20 extra SDC. But that's if you're one of the lucky ones. If you roll a 91 to 100%, you're a resurrected corpse who, on a further roll of 21 to 40%, has to eat 3 meals of rotting flesh every day. This table, incidentally, is where you can roll that you are a test tube baby, which has no mechanical effect on your character except that you roll on the side effects table. So if you are a humanoid genetically created from the embryo stage with a combination of different animal DNA and raised entirely by a private organization, the only effect that has is that you get some minor physical abnormality from, surprise, surprise, the experiment section of the Heroes Unlimited core book, which should have been your power category anyway, because this is the goddamn same thing. Anyway, I have to move on. I've only got this trailer rented for so long, and we got two power categories left to talk about. Two power categories worse than a eugenic project to create poop men? Yes, worse than that. Join me next time as MDC's Summer Superhero Countdown continues. This has been part of MDC's 2019 Summer Superhero Countdown. A new episode will drop every day through June 21st. To support the show and fund a new full season of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG, donate at patreon.com/megadumbcast. Find or contact the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Podbean, Gmail, Twitter, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all other trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This theme song, used under a Creative Commons license, is Surf Shimmy by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at incompetech.com.